your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
The company who run the Dreamland amusement park have been given 5 years to pay back debts of nearly £2.9 million. In a meeting earlier, 98% of creditors agreed with a plan for Sands Heritage Limited to settle their debts. One of them is Stephen Groom from Design and Build, who carried out most of the construction work at the Margate attraction. He says it's the right result.
It is a long time to pay back the money, but it's support for the community. It keeps the park going, and you know, you've just got to go with it at the moment. It's the best thing for the park and the community.
This is KMFM News.
David Cameron's under pressure to intervene after a British Muslim family was refused permission to fly to Disneyland in the US. Matt's got the details for KMFM.
The family of 11, including 9 children, was stopped from boarding their flight to Los Angeles at Gatwick Airport last Tuesday. US Homeland Security officials told them they weren't allowed to travel, apparently with no further explanation. Their local MP, Labour's Stella Creasy, has written to the Prime Minister to find out why the family was blocked. She says a growing number of British Muslims claim they've received similar treatment.
Bus drivers in a part of Kent are voting today on whether to stage more strikes in the new year. Arriva staff in Medway are unhappy with new timetables that were introduced in the summer and walked out on 2 days earlier this month. Further 24-hour strikes are planned for the 4th and 11th of January. We'll know the result of a ballot by the end of the day. A Kent MP is promising to lobby roads bosses to make sure the building of a lorry park near a Kent village causes as little disruption as possible. There are plans to convert farmland near Stamford so trucks don't have to park on the M20 during Operation Stag. But villagers aren't happy and want to buy the land to stop it. Folkestone and Hythe's Damien Collins says it's necessary.
This new holding area across the two sites will hold 4,000 lorries. That'll be enough to cope with almost everything that Stag can throw at us.
An e-fit's been released from a man police are hunting after a taxi driver was attacked by two passengers in Larkfield. The driver of a Maidstone taxi firm told officers he was punched by the pair in Mallard Walk earlier this month after they refused to pay their fare. We've tweeted the picture of one of the suspects via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman's told KMFM this will be the first Christmas she's really excited about because it's her first as a mum. Ruth Jones was diagnosed with a condition in 2003 which left her unable to conceive. But her twins earlier this year after a successful IVF treatment. The 38-year-old from Maidstone says the festive season can be incredibly hard for people trying to have children.
Last year we didn't even bother putting a tree up, and I'd kind of built almost a barrier between me and, you know, some of my friends that I was very happy for who were having children and not really wanting to spend too much time around them and their children, especially around Christmas.
More than 200 couples in Kent and Medway were referred for NHS fertility treatment between April and September. And children who will be spending Christmas in hospital in Kent have been getting some extra presents thanks to your donations. Gifts have been collected across the county as part of our shed load of toys appeal. Gary and Emma from KMFM Breakfast have been taking them to hospitals, including Medway Maritime in Gillingham. Play specialist Annie Huxtable says they'll be making it a special time.
The community around here have been really generous and donated lots of Christmas presents. We have lots of regular people, nurseries, individuals that raise money and buy presents for the children.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham's Cody McDonald looks set to be sidelined for longer than expected after being told he needs surgery. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the striker suffered a broken foot during their 3-0 win over Millwall at the weekend. Specialists have now told him it's worse than first thought and he'll have an operation next week. Here's Gill's manager, Justin Edinburgh.
It's a real big blow for us and more so for the boy. It's been a real start season for him and it's set to continue, unfortunately.
Meantime, an extension to the use of technology in football could be a step closer. The FA has sent out a questionnaire to Premier League and Football League clubs to ask whether they'd support its use in deciding issues like red cards, offsides and penalties. The results of the survey will be presented to the International FA Board. And in cricket, Kent Sam Billings has been named in a 15-man England squad for two T20 internationals in South Africa this winter. The games will take place in Cape Town and Johannesburg in February. The wicketkeeper has also been named in an England Lions side along with county teammate Daniel Bell Drummond to play a 5-match 50-over series against Pakistan A next month.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.